215 just west of Jones.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up, Andy Puzder will join us. He is the former CEO of CKE Restaurants, the folks that give you Carl's Jr. and Hardee's and franchises like that. One of the things we're going to talk about with Andy, and that is this this horrible jobs report. 194,000 jobs created, and they expected 500,000. It's just ugly. And there's... You know, the president came out today and tried to, put lipstick on a pig. That's essentially what he did. We'll talk with Andy Puzder, and we'll find out the good, the bad, and the ugly of this jobs report that came out today. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Oh, and don't forget Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt, former attorney general and candidate for the U.S. Senate. What does he think of this this whole deal with the jobs report? It was horribly disappointing. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Kevin Wall here for my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly, 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The prospect of another Trump bid for the White House is raising concerns for Democrats.
Fears Mr. Trump will again make a bid for the White House are starting to be felt among key Democrats. Mike Morley, a strategist who served as an aide to Majority Leader Charles Schumer, says of the former president, quote, "No one should underestimate his ability to energize the base, and Democrats would be foolish to think he would be easy to take down." Amid falling poll numbers for President Biden, there's good news for Mr. Trump in the recent Harvard Caps Harris poll survey out last month. It showed 58% of the GOP voters surveyed would want Mr. Trump to be the Republican nominee in 2024. Bob Agnew reporting.
U.S. employers added just 194,000 jobs in September, a second straight tepid gain, and evidence that the pandemic still has a grip on the economy, with many companies struggling to fill millions of open jobs. Grant Thornton chief economist Diane Swonk says the disappointing jobs report provides a reality check.
We're realizing that many of the problems that we saw in the labor force can no longer be cured just by reopening alone. We've now got a hard time getting some of the workers back into the jobs that they so desperately need, and it's not just as simple as turning off their support in terms of unemployment insurance.
Texas has asked a federal appeals court to swiftly reinstate the most powerful pro-life law in the U.S. The request Friday comes as abortion clinics statewide resume normal services for the first time since early September. U.S. District Judge Robert Pittman of Austin this week suspended the law known as Senate Bill 8, which bans abortions once cardiac activity is detected, usually around 6 weeks. Republican Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is asking the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to put that decision on hold. That court previously allowed the restrictions to move forward. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 8 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Zuki and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DinoVite.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I had seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DinoVite.com.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
What's the financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Wait, you used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump. But a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive every single month. You get another check.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
It's 4:04. This is your KMTQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. No more mandates. Governor Sisolak says he does not anticipate requiring proof of full vaccination in order to enter restaurants or other indoor venues. His response was an answer to a question about LA's recent requirement for such proof of being vaccinated and whether that edict would be coming to Nevada. Sisolak's comments came during a news conference where he announced that the state's vaccination campaign conducted with the help of FEMA has come to a close and has been successful. Well, fans headed to Sunday's Raiders-Bears game at Allegiant Stadium who want to take part in the alternative COVID-19 vaccine screening process are urged to do so way ahead of kickoff. Raiders officials remind you that a tent has been set up in Lot B of the stadium for fans who can't or don't want to use the Clear Health app. They can use an alternative screening process there or get their first COVID-19 shot. Well, some Friday night lights are not going to be shining tonight as the Arbor View at Foothill High School football game has been canceled. Why? Due to COVID-19 protocols.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
An installed vehicle is partially blocking the right lane, Interstate 15 southbound at Oakey. Also, you are bumper-to-bumper into the downtown area right now, U.S. 95 southbound at Southern Rancho, and lane restrictions ahead of that causing delays, 515 eastbound at Main Street.
Gather around. And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes? He now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through, or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
For the second straight month, another sucky jobs report. All across America, the September jobs report is out, and it's not good. The president had a news conference today and tried to put the best face on it. It was kind of like, well, lipstick on a pig. Joining us now, Andy Puzder. He is the former CEO of CKE Restaurants, the folks that give you Carl's Jr. and Hardee's, and he joins us. Andy, it's been a while since you've been on, but thanks for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Glad to be here, Kevin. Thanks for having me back.
Okay, so the U.S. employers hired fewer workers than expected. They expected 500,000. They got 194,000. How bad is this jobs report?
Well, it's terrible. The last two jobs reports have been absolutely dismal, and it's really a result of this president's economic policies, which are almost incomprehensible. It's kind of like the audio clip you played for him. They're just very hard to understand. His policies, he wants to spend all of this money, trillions and trillions of dollars, to provide people benefits that will encourage them not to work, and to create government programs which he claims will create jobs. Well, the problem right now isn't that there are too few jobs. We have almost 11 million job openings and only 7.7 million people looking for jobs. The problem isn't that we don't have enough jobs. The problem is we have a worker shortage. We don't have enough people to fill the job openings that we've already got. So why would you have massive government spending that's supposed to create a bunch of jobs that we really don't need because we have the openings, and then discourage people from working at a time when we desperately need people getting back to work? So his economic policies are absolute nonsense.
What should we take from the unemployment rate, which now drops to 4.8%?
Okay, well, there's only one reason that the unemployment rate's at 4.8%, and that's because what's called the labor participation rate dropped. In other words, the number of people actively looking for work or employed is down at 61.6%, which is very close to historic lows. If the labor participation rate, if the number of people in the labor force was just the same as it was when we went into the pandemic, so go back to February of 2020, when instead of 61.6%, it was 63.3%. If it were just back there, the unemployment rate would be over 7%. It hasn't gotten better because a bunch of people are working. It got better because last month, 183,000 people dropped out of the labor force. They just gave up. They just didn't want jobs.
Now, one of the positive notes in this job report is the job gains in August were revised up to 366,000 from 235,000. How does that happen? And is that just a part of voodoo economics, or is there a reason why that, you know, we always see, we revised it up, we revised it down. We're never very accurate about this thing.
No, you know, they're always, the prior month is always a projection to some extent. That's not the final number. But even if you take the number that it was raised to, and add it to the number of jobs created in September. So 194,000 plus the number of jobs. You know, it's still, even with the revised numbers, it only totals 560,000 jobs for 2 months. Well, the economists expected we'd have 500,000 jobs just in September, and they projected 700,000 jobs for August. So we're not even meeting the September expectations, even with the revised up numbers. So it's really, you said it right. He was attempting to put lipstick on a pig, and this is an ugly pig, and lipstick's not going to help.
Well, the president was out there today talking about this. He said, in the first 8 months of my administration, nearly 5 million jobs up, wages up, unemployment down. That's progress. Okay, what's the answer to that?
Well, the unemployment rate's only up again because we don't have any, but no, people aren't in the labor force. They're not coming back to work. Wages are up because we have a worker shortage. You know, the policies of this president have been to encourage people not to work. They discourage work. We have the unemployment benefit bonus. We have the child tax credit, which is fine, but it doesn't require work to get the credit. We've got food stamps. They've increased food stamps 25%. Just policy after policy after policy that it encourages people just to stay home and collect their government checks. So you have work. So businesses are out there trying to find workers. They're competing for workers, and they're willing to pay. And even with the very high wage increases that we're seeing, they still can't get people to work. And as far as the number of jobs that have been created, good Lord, we're coming out of a pandemic and a recession. There should be millions and millions of jobs created. We should be exceeding economists' expectations, as we did during Trump's years. But every month, we miss those expectations because we've got policies that encourage people not to work. We have a worker shortage, and he can't face it. He wants to spend money no matter what, and it's going to be spending it on encouraging people not to work and in trying to take and to create jobs, assuming that that government spending would create jobs, to create jobs that there's nobody to take. People aren't taking the jobs we have now.
Again, Andy Puster joining us, the former CEO of CKE Restaurants. He knows small business and businesses across the country very, very well. I want to ask you about that 300 per week, because this is the first jobs report after the September 5th end of the gravy train, where people could sit home and make $300 a week from the federal government, in addition to their state benefits. My question is, where are these people? And what's it going to take to get them back into the workforce?
Well, I think we have to start giving people money not to work. Now, if people need help, I have no problem with giving people child tax credits or increasing SNAP benefits, as long as there's a requirement that they try and find jobs, because that's the way you improve your life. You don't improve your life, you know, by sitting in your parents' basement and collecting checks. That may sound like a kind of a nice lifestyle. You can sit and play video games. But the reality is you need to get out and work if you're going to get the financial independence, the dignity and respect that come with a job. So we really need policies that encourage people to get out and do that. And we're just not seeing those policies just aren't there.
Do you see anything in the infrastructure bill, the human infrastructure bill, or any of the other stuff coming out of Washington, D.C., that gives you any confidence that we're going to be able to turn this ship around?
Well, no, if the infrastructure bill creates jobs, you know, we've got 11 million unfilled jobs right now, 11 million job openings. It doesn't help if there's 15 million unfilled job openings. It only helps if there's people out there to take those jobs. And we do need infrastructure, but we shouldn't have an infrastructure bill with the intent that it's going to create jobs. We should have an infrastructure bill with the intent that we need to fix our roads, we need to fix our bridges, we need to fix our airports. That's all fine. We need to do that. But we also need policies that will encourage people to get back to work so we have people to do this stuff. You know, we really damaged our supply chain during the pandemic. We had to do it. The businesses were locked down, so people weren't working. They weren't manufacturing goods. They weren't delivering goods. Businesses didn't know how much to order because they didn't know when the pandemic was going to end. So coming out of the pandemic, people had a lot of money that they wanted to spend. Savings were way up. We had over $1 trillion in excess savings, above what we had when we went into the pandemic last January. People wanted to spend. Unfortunately, there weren't a lot of goods to spend on because goods production had been limited. So what happened? Prices went up. We're seeing massive inflation because we've got this juiced demand with all these government benefits, but we've got this hobbled supply chain because we've discouraged people from working. So you really end up with an inflationary situation where, as you know, for the past 4 or 5 months, inflation has exceeded wage growth. So even though people's wages have gone up, inflation's gone up more, so their checks are worth less. It's an extremely confusing time economically. I don't think this president has any idea what his administration's doing, and I think people in the administration are more concerned about growing the government and growing government power than they are about getting America back to work.
Andy, I've got to ask you, because this to me is the question I've been asking a lot of folks on the show, off the show, and that is, who is it that can fix what is, I think, a broken economy? Is it going to be the private sector? Is it going to be small businesses and owners of small businesses? Or is it going to be government? Who is it that can fix this thing?
Well, I think you just have to look back to 2019 if you want to know who can fix this. We had the lowest poverty rate on record. We had the highest family income on record. Income inequality decreased 2 years in a row, all because of President Trump's tax cuts, regulatory reductions, and a focus on domestic energy production. If you want to know what happens when you don't focus on domestic energy production, you know, go fill your tank up. This is, we can get back to where we were in 2019, which was an incredible year for the labor market and the American people. But we're not going to get there this way. Thank God we have an election coming up in 2022, but it's going to take that 2024 election to get things back on track.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely spot on. Andy Puster, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much, my friend. You have yourself a great weekend. We'll talk again soon.
You too, Kevin. Enjoy your Vegas weather there.
There you go. And it's perfect. It's perfect right now. Andy Puster, the former CEO of CKE Restaurants, the folks that give you Carl's Jr. and Hardee's. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Hey, Chuck, first of all, can you tell us what it means to be a direct lender?
You ever see those ads on TV for payday loans from Money Mutual and other companies? You know, they had Montel Williams as their spokesperson.
Oh, I've seen them all the time.
Well, they're what's called a lead generator. Check the disclaimer at the bottom of their website. It'll clearly say, this is not a lender. When you see this, it means they just gather your information and sell it.
Oh, so Dollar Loan Center is a direct lender, and you lend your money.
Yep, literally my money. You deal directly with us and only us. Just be careful out there and read the fine print before you give up your data.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get a signature installment loan up to $5,000 in just minutes. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So they had the September jobs report. It was a bad one. 194,000 jobs created. They were expecting 500,000 or more, and it just did not happen. So what does the Biden administration do? These people are tone deaf. They just don't get it. When you say optics, they go, huh? What? Anyway, they trotted out Marty Walsh, the labor secretary, on CNN today. And this is cut number three, trying to put the best face on what is a yet another bad jobs report. Here it is.
This is the second month in a row where it's not a good number for the country, for the administration. Why another miss here?
Well, I think, first of all, this is a complex report. When you take a deep dive into this report, and we did it this morning, you look at areas like hospitality and retail where we gained 74,000 jobs. The expectation was much higher. But when we looked at the reason for that, the Delta variant, the rise in the Delta variant absolutely had an impact in the restaurant, leisure, hospitality area, both as hiring and also in people going out to dinner using that. The other area that I think is kind of baffling to a lot of people is the public sector education realm. I think a lot of us, with school opening across this country, most of it in-person learning, lots of people needed to work, teachers' aides and things like that in schools and school bus drivers, and we saw an issue there. So we have to do a little more work in those sectors because we have an ability this next month to change that. But I will just say this, you know.
How do you have an ability to change that?
Working with cities, working with states, working with training, job training, and making sure that the American Rescue Plan money that was allocated several months ago by Congress, making sure that money's being allocated and spent to bring people on.
Okay. There appears as well in the data, and this is not the first month that has shown this, to be a mismatch, as we were just discussing in this most recent segment, that you do have jobs available in many places, but people not taking those jobs, right? Either changing, I mean, there's some evidence of starting businesses, etc., but holding out for more. I wonder, are you concerned that that mismatch is a structural issue that will hold back the hope for recovery, the one you and others have been counting on?
Well, I think all of us are living in a pandemic time, and we're trying to figure out what's happening here. There's no roadmap on, like, the 2016 Great Recession. It's a lot different than that. People, 2 months ago, everyone was asking me questions about the $300 keeping people out of work. The $300 now is gone. We didn't see the great growth there. What we're seeing, I think, in a lot of cases is, one, is the pandemic is wreaking havoc and fear on people as far as going back to work. I also think that lots of families and people are looking at their work-life balance, and they're changing careers, or they want to change careers, and they're looking at that as well. That's another thing. And this isn't just an American issue. This is happening all over the world, quite honestly.
Well, don't try and pin this on anybody else. This is an American issue, and it's going to continue to be an American issue because we've got a president who just does not understand it. Now, CNN went to their reporter, Matt Egan, trying to explain away this bad jobs report. One of the things I want to do with you is, and we'll do this after the break at the bottom of the hour, and that is your sense of the economy. You know, these numbers, you know, the pointy-headed economists can view it one way, but you live it. And the best example I can give you is that we have the highest unemployment rate in the nation. What's it like for you? It's one thing to see it on the printed page. It's another thing to talk about the economy and the jobs report from ground zero, which is where you live. This was Matt Egan, CNN reporter, explaining this second straight really bad jobs report.
This was a messy jobs report and more evidence of all the distortions that COVID has caused for the economy. If you look at the big number, 194,000 jobs added in September, that is well less than half what economists had been expecting, the worst job gains of the entire year. And it means that the economy is still down 5 million jobs during the pandemic. It's recovered three quarters of the jobs, but that last quarter is proving to be the most difficult. And at the current pace, it would take 2 years to get back to where we were.